أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sacrificing his son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, that when both of them had submitted, both of them had surrendered to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, then he placed him on the side of his forehead. In certain narrations it is stated that after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam informed his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam about this dream, and after he surrendered and he said, Ya batif'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin, O my father, do as you have been commanded, for soon you will find, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that I am from the Sabirin, I am from those who endure, those who persevere. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had taken Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, and on three occasions Shaitan had come between Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and his intention to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the three occasions Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had pelted Shaitan seven pebbles, and that is the jamarat that we pelt up to this day. Thereafter, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had taken Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Now in one narration it is stated that in the initial stages he had placed Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam on his back. In other words, his face was facing upwards. At that time, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam had given Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, or rather had made certain requests to his father. One request that he had made to his father was this, that you should tie me and not leave me loose. That if you leave me loose, then perhaps I would begin to shake. Number two is this, that you should place something on your clothing so that the blood that spills off does not mess your clothing. Because if you go home and my mother sees this, this may be a source of grief for her, because no mother can see the blood of her own child. Number three is this, if you wish, then you may take my shirt, my upper garment, and you may give it to my mother, for that may be a source of solace for her, that she will see at least this remembrance or something of sentimental value. And in this way, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam gives his father, or makes this request to his father. On the other side, of course, fatherly love will always be on his place, but Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam responds to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam saying that what an aid, what an assistant you are to me in fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all that you have said are things that will further this objective of fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he placed him on his back and he tried to cut, obviously it was not the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam slaughtered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see the surrender. Allah wanted to see the submission. Allah wanted to see the willingness in fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is all Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to see. So it was at that time that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, according to one narration, said to his father, turn me around. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that part of the incident, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, that he had turned him around after submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the side of the forehead. This is the jabin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, the side of the forehead, and he placed him in that manner. And then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, from the call from the heavens was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call, and we called Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. We made this announcement to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Certainly you have proved the vision, you have proved the dream to be true. This is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted of you. This is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from you. That Allah wants you to see that you surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat and you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously not only you, but also Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly this is how we recompense the muhsinin, those who do good. Now here one very important aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to, that doing good, what is doing good? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows total submission, total surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as being from amongst the muhsinin, those who have this quality of ihsan, those who have this quality of ikhlas and sincerity. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'ul mubin. No doubt, certainly, that this is an open, a manifest trial, a test that had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had fulfilled that test. The last part of the incident here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzat, in lieu of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ransomed, Allah Rabbul Izzat had placed an animal in lieu of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. The command was to Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam that take down this ram from Jannah and give this to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to slaughter so that he will fulfill this requirement of the sacrifice. In certain narrations, Allah knows best, certain narrations, we all know the incident of Habil and Qabil, that Habil was the person that had given as a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the two sons of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Habil had given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a ram that he had sacrificed for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this was that same ram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought down or sent down with Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a mighty sacrifice, a mighty animal or a great animal for sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ransomed and had brought in lieu. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had left Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for the people later an example, a precedence for people to follow, the great and magnanimous way of life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.